On Wednesday, December 11th, we're going to do our last business after hours at the Rare Earth Goods and Cafe in Ishpeming. Inviting everybody to come out for that. It's, you know, a business and networking opportunity, but also we invite the public to those too. They're free to come to, and this will be a fun one because it's like a store and a cafe. And
right.
It'll be a neat thing.
There's a little bit of everything there at Rare Earth. I mean,
it's eclectic, they call it.
Yeah,
it really is.
Good food and stuff to purchase and things like that. And you say last one of the season then? Last one of the year?
It is, yeah. So I think we've done about 12 of them this fall.
That's pretty good.
We were hitting them every 2 weeks. And then, yeah, we don't want to push any more up until Christmas. And then after that, we'll end up going up to American Legion. And the ski club will be having one in January too.
So, but speaking of pushing toward Christmas, you are encouraging people to shop the West End and mm-hmm. the local businesses, the small businesses there. Yeah. You've got some incentives for that.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of it is that the Small Business Saturday, it was okay. It was a lot of snow up there. So a lot of people had a hard time getting around.
Sure.
We're keeping that encouraging. Think local first when you first buy. You know, if you can't find it or locally, look around a little bit, but then maybe go out and look for that second purchase. But yeah, think local first is the main thing that we're pushing.
And that's something also with the campaign with the Be Local, Buy Local. What's the latest right. with that?
So the Be Local, Buy Local has been, it's going to be taken over by the Lake Superior Community Partnership. We're working through some of the logistics of it. The main component, the gift cards and the EML transfer, the point of sale what am I saying here?
The software for the app.
Right, yeah. It is outweighing the cost of the program.
Oh, okay.
So at this point, we're shopping around for a new idea for that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to a smaller system. And once we get that down, the LSCP is looking for a new system working too.
So you'll see that coming back and getting going somewhat more.
Yeah, but what you want to make sure that everyone that does have cards right now, they are still good. You can use them at the merchants. Those will be honored up until the point that they're exhausted, and then yeah, we'll start a new program from there.
I'm Walt Lindeloy in the studio with Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Other things going on, especially as we're getting close to the Christmas holiday, shopping season is underway. What's going on the West End?
Yeah, I think it's our final tree lighting. There's been a handful of them going for a while.
There's been a bunch of them, yes.
Negaunee's Tinseltown. So Irontown turns Tinseltown this Saturday, December 14th.
Nice.
Kicking off at 4 o'clock downtown Negaunee. A lot of the shops will be having specials. There'll be some door prize drawings going on. So we're encouraging people to come out, do some browsing, and hit, you know, a lot of antique shops we have. There's Hannah Tea Time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little shops that are happening up in Negaunee. So
and of course, the tree lighting and all of the fun that comes with that. So
the Christmas parade is at 6. They'll line up down by the Negaunee Senior Center and go straight up Iron Street to the end of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Santa will be at the end of there, and they'll light the tree. And then you can go into Negaunee Elks Club and visit Santa at that time.
I like that. It's a very that to me is the right kind of thing for Christmas. We talk about the small towns and everything, and everybody's got them. I know Ishpeming had theirs, and of course the township mm-hmm. here in the city of Marquette, and everybody's been having them. Santa's been busy,
right?
Been all over.
He is. He's the magic guy.
So the idea here, of course, is if you're going to do some shopping, shop locally, mm-hmm. especially in the West End with some of the mom and pop shops there and support them, right?
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity. I think it's nice that they used to do it like right after the Thanksgiving, so it'd be almost like Ishpeming, Negaunee back to back.
Mm-hmm.
They bumped it out a couple weeks just to kind of give it a little bit of break and kind of pace things out a little bit.
Sure.
So it's the Downtown Negaunee Business Association that's holding it, and then Irontown Association's hosting the tree lighting.
As always, if people have questions about the chamber, what's the best way to get some info?
Yeah, go over to our website. It's gincc.org, or give us a call at 486-1111.
Sounds good. Bob, thanks for your time this morning, and I know we'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.